But okay, so with that, we do have a guest today that's going to talk with you a little bit. If you've been around for a while, you'll know about the missions that we partner with in South Africa. Many of you have met Anna Lee. You've not yet gotten to meet Pastor Henry. We hope to get him over here sometime for you. You've been supporting them for a while. I got to go, not this past summer, but the summer before. And if all goes according to plan right now, I'll be going back next summer as part of my two-month sabbatical. And so we love celebrating them, and we love just kind of reminding everybody about the great work that they're doing there. And through that, this past summer, we were able to, as a church family, thanks to your support, be able to support a little bit. We're not like the major contributors, but support a little bit a young lady by the name of Michelle to be able to go. And we've asked her if she would come and share about her trip, and she said, probably not. No, I'm sorry, that was someone else. She was all in, but people who knew her said, probably not. Is that not okay? You know more people at this church than I do after 21 years. Yeah, just watching you beforehand stuff, you're like all hobnobbing, and I'm surprised you didn't have like little glasses of champagne and observes that you. What's that? Your tea? Yeah, your tea. Hmm? Yeah. Oh, tea. So anyways, with that, we're going to have Michelle come up and talk. So you guys welcome her. Yay! Oh. She's bringing her security. There you go. Angie, that's yours, so you can navigate that a little bit better.
Practicals.
You're as needy as I am.
I know.
Okay.
Oh, there's my slides. Yeah. So I want to introduce myself, Michelle Rollins, and I want to thank you guys. You guys actually donated to my mission, and this is my friend Angie. She also went.
Hi.
I'm a science teacher at Tri-Rivers Career Center. I worked at Elgin and Harding before that. And introduce what you do.
I'm a kindergarten teacher for Marion City Schools. So the age group we got to work with was home to me. So it was really nice to be able to see that venue of work they're doing over there.
So first and foremost, my goal here today is to just say God is good and God can change anybody. And in the second part, I just want to get that out before I forget, is thank you again so much for supporting me. I know that you're like, how much does it cost to go? Oh, I'm just excited to, you know, get some new shoes. But if it's God's will, it's God's bill. And you guys were helpful in that and listening to the Holy Spirit and helping me get there. So if you ever feel a tug to go on a missions, talk to, you know, Pastor Tom here. Or if you guys know Sarah Williams, she was supposed to be here. She was part of that. I'm seeing some yes. We just went to a women's retreat. But reach out to them, and if God wants you to do it, I'm asking you to be obedient. I do want to say I think God wants me to tell you that I was a former atheist. I'm a science teacher, right? And that was my religion. And Michael and Jessica, you guys 2011? I became a Christian at 2010. So right after I got saved, I'm 51 years old right now, so at 36 I got saved. And so don't ever give up on people. I know people prayed for me. My husband prayed every night to be the man that he needed me to be to become a Christian or whatever. Gaston's back there, went 4-H Waldo Winners with Dave. He's sick today, so hopefully I don't bring in some new genes to the gene pool here for bacteria. But anyway, I also want to say Angie is one of the most humble people I know, and she was a rock star here. She was comfortable. I was not. I have an environmental degree. I was a wastewater treatment operator. But I do feel a little tugging in my heart for the conservation efforts that I was witnessing over there. And I'm working on listening and finding the people that God wants me to talk about, clean water, clean air. We had a sore throat. Pastor Tom, did you have like sore throat or issues over there? And so we were like, they're burning coal in the ground. You're going to see pictures of this. In my phone, I got some Wi-Fi, and it said it was a 10 out of 10 air pollution over there. We were told, like, I'm brushing my teeth, and Angie here is like, oh, you're not supposed to use the water. And I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like, okay. You know, so just to have water right now, just to have food right now, you know, is a blessing for us. And I'll get into that. I know he only gave me some of his time, but he says whatever the Holy Spirit leads. Time's up. Okay, great. So, this is the picture I took. You'll notice the fences. And One Plus God Ministries, you know, again, Pastor Tom, Sarah Williams, talk to them. These are the different countries that they go to. Katie, did you say you've been to Thailand? Okay, Thailand. Anybody else here been to another? Where did you go, young? What's your name? Haiti and Jamaica through One Plus God. Okay, that's awesome. So I'm a newbie. I'm part of your little club now, I guess. So hopefully there's no hazing involved with that. But so I just wanted to show people that I don't have my laser pointer. But if you don't know, so we're here. I call that the little palm tree, and we went clear down there. And it's in the opposite side of the world, so it was winter time in July for us, July, August. And so it was, it would get down below, it was like 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and it was cold at night. Warm in the day, cool at night, and then I was really interested how we actually flew over Iceland and Greenland. Like, we didn't, like, in my little mind, oh, we're going to follow the little latitude line. Anyway, if you ever fly internationally, it's very interesting that a straight shot isn't what our human minds think. And then we flew into Turkey, Istanbul. That was eye-opening. And I could also feel, I don't know, did you guys fly through Turkey at all? Not that, okay. I could feel heaviness. I could feel a lot of heaviness over there, and I don't think it was like, you know, me making it up. It was just like, I was glad to get out of there, I know that. No offense if you're from Turkey, but it's just the oppression and the non-Christian, like on the Turkish Airlines, every so many hours it said time to pray, you know, and it's like, this is different. If you have anything to chime in, go for it. So here we are at the airport. Annalie picked us up. Annalie's coming here in April, and I can't wait to see her. That's us in the airport. And this was our, we had a really, I would call it fancy for, you know, it was a resort that we stayed at. It was Sarah's birthday. Those of you that know Sarah, it was Sarah's birthday, so we went to the Spur and made a big ruckus, you know, and it was wonderful for Annalie to just celebrate Sarah there. Shamari, as you've been here, here's the picture of us going in. I want you to pay attention to the fence. There's pointy, the fence is pointy on purpose.
Everything there is fenced. Even the resort we stayed at had fencing. Even the, what would you call their home? They make these like squatters camps around dump sites, and even they have fencing up. So it's just a big issue over there trying to keep everything closed in.
So the first thing we do is we go to church once we get there, and we broke up into, there's Pastor Henry. We broke up into women's groups and men's groups, and that was my group, and they were surprised. We were talking about, like, you know, what's the biggest concern for women there, and they're talking about violence against women, et cetera, and they were surprised to learn that we also have a lot of issues with violence against women. And I appreciate, I'm going to say I appreciate Christian men that stand up and be men, and I'm seeing some heads nodding. So thank you. Thank you, men, for being here on a Sunday. And I think that it's important to know how God made us and in our roles, you know. So my point is, my husband really, really respects me and loves me, and I really, really respect and love him. You know what I mean? And I, it was, they, you know, to have men in my life that have not done that, you know, I just, kudos to you guys for being here, and I appreciate that. But they were surprised that there was violence against women. There's our first preschool that we went to. And so I don't know if you guys recognize Blake. And would you like to talk about what you did there? Because she's a preschool leader, and some of the things that you led.
Well, I don't know how much I feel about what I did there so much as what I noticed the adults who have been touched by God and what they're doing there. So we just wanted to go in and, like, we read them stories. We did a puppet show for them. And it was just amazing how much the adults were even engaged in it, because they don't get a lot of the developmental things that we take for granted here. But the women that are working over there, they are doing a great job educating these children. The songs they sing are so powerful, like in praise to God. So we got to witness. They would all introduce themselves and tell us something they wanted to do when they were older. And you could tell that's something they probably worked on for weeks to teach them. But they were really amazing. And I truly believe they did more for me than I did for them. But it was a wonderful experience to work with some children that this world's working really hard to forget. So,
thank you, Angie. And so we went to four different preschools. I guess it was their first vacation Bible school. And, you know, being a teacher, that was important for us. And the materials that they have there were all donated. So we're like, can we send them some stuff? We've got some chairs to give. And Sarah said, no, you can't just mail stuff to them. You have to put them on. So if you have room in your suitcase, we might have some stuff for you. I don't know. Right. Yeah. She's got some chairs, but so this was our third one, and I want you to notice, I can't really zoom in on it, but, you know, there's Angie and Annalie, and there's a nice little building there. But if you look past all that, I want you to look at the shack behind there, and that is a home. That is a home. And right across behind me, I took this picture, is a witch doctor. And we know that because of the flag that's hanging up. And he moved in after the preschool. He knows what he's doing. And so spiritual warfare is real. And whether you want to engage in it or not, it's at your doorstep. You just have to be cognizant of it and put on that body armor every day. And so, yeah. So this is at Shamwari. This is just a group picture of us. There's pastor's wife. And any guesses as to, this is right outside the wall at Shamwari, which is the main school. Any guesses as to what we're looking at here? It is a squatter's camp. This is a tea party. So the little girls that live outside the wall there, this is a tea party. So this is a special place for the little girls to go. So there's mugs and cups and that they have found in the landfill that they use. As I said, it was winter, so you can see that's a coal mine. And so a big danger that's happening is that they're worried that the coal mine's going to reach their homes in the landfill. So people are losing their homes due to mining. And they literally were, because of the air pollution, they literally were burning the ground to stay warm. They were burning the dead grass. Again, it was winter. This is, so they asked us to go into a squatter's camp. We had permission, and as Sarah said, that even though it's just a, you know, a landfill, that somebody's in charge of that. That's their home, and there's a hierarchy there. Somebody takes charge, all right? And she had permission from that person for us to go in, and we were asked to go in. I love that there's no personal space over there, and so that was our bus that we rented for the week. I guess that was a new thing, to rent a bus. And so the workers there, that my heart, the little piece of my heart is still with them. They're singing. They sing everywhere, and they're dancing. And when you dance, like, I got my, you pick up your legs, and you actually dance, you move. And I actually started doing that at my church, and I'm like, yeah, I kind of look weird, but it's fine. It's who I am. But these women are amazing and beautiful. So in the middle there is, we called him Froggy, but what's Given? Thank you. I, he...
His, mo- his mother, who is sitting beside him in like the black, like I'd call it a fisherman's cap, but she calls him Frog. She says every village has a frog. So she kind of teases him about that, that he's like, you know, this little, I guess somewhat of a ornery little guy. But Gibbon in the green shirt with the blue hat is just one of the sweetest young people I've ever met. The blonde beside him is actually Wesley Osborne's daughter, one of them. And she did a great job. Well, all the young people did such a great job bonding with the adolescents over there. And so, yeah, they're just posing for this picture.
Okay, so the first place we went to, we prayed over this young lady's house. And I got this picture from, I was told I can take a video, but don't show it, like I can put it in my pocket and just, and so I screenshotted a video, and she's 23, she has two children, and she wants to be a teacher someday. Sarah knows her name, and so Sarah's gonna get that to me, and I'm sorry that I don't have it today. But we don't need to know, you know who she is. So I asked, you lift her up in prayer, she was the first one, and her daughter, her other one, was walking, you know, and we're in a landfill, so she's walking on glass. And, yeah, she's barefoot on glass. And you and I were like, so we gave her socks. So long story short, because I know we weren't supposed to, but we couldn't help it. This is another house. I would say this was fancy. It's the chief's house. All right, and so that is her mother on the couch there, and the mother had only been living there 3 months, but and there was a newborn baby there, and there was a brand new bassinet, very, very clean, just behind, to the left of that couch. But we just prayed over them, and they accepted it. This is one of my favorite pictures, so... So we're doing our thing with the preschool there, and Angie, you're a preschool teacher, but normally we don't take children so young, and they take any age, you know, newborns, like they will, like, let us help you. And I saw, you can see in that first picture, I'm like, somebody's peeking out. I think it's nap time. And I got a picture, I'm like, okay, I gotta be able to adjust this. So I wanted to make sure that he's saying peace, saying hello. Yeah, so if you could say pray for anybody that you see and their relatives. Here's during the school day as well, some more pictures. If you've, again, I'm a Christian since 2010, and if you've been a Christian your whole life, what I'm going to talk about next might be a little like, ooh, that's kind of weird. We actually did a foot washing. And it was a very, very spiritual moment for me. When Sarah didn't tell us ahead of time that we were going to do this, and and when she told us, I was like, I'm going to have somebody touch my feet. Like I don't want anybody touching my feet. Like I was really embarrassed, and I got it ended up that I didn't feel like I deserved to have me be vulnerable and to have somebody wash my feet. And by the time, so you can see it started with Sarah, and it started, and then Annalie, and then Evan, and Cameron, which was Sarah's son, actually washed my feet, and I washed Cassidy's. I'm her teacher right now. But by the time it got to Evan, I was ugly crying with God. Because I didn't deserve to have that. So the Holy Spirit was in that room. And so I repented, like I didn't say it out loud, you know, and stuff, but it was between me and God, and he humbled me quite a bit. And that's a big word. I have to humble myself, you know, every day and get out of my flesh. And so by the time, you know, Cameron was gonna wash my feet, and I said, God, I give it to you. Like, you know, I give it to you, and I'm going to let Cameron wash my feet. And then when I went to wash Cassidy's feet, you know, it was like, I'm a mom, and I could just feel myself just loving her so much. So that was Holy Spirit. So, and then moving on, we were accurate when we told customs that we were going on a safari there. So Sarah set us up. She played Toto Africa. I didn't add any video to this because I was emailing this, so I don't know how much data or bytes or whatever. So just picture Toto Africa playing in the background. It was like Lion King. Remember. Lion King, like you had all those, like in the opening sing of Lion King, all those animals were there. Zebras, wildebeest. We saw cheetahs and white lions. White lions. And it was beautiful. And you might say, well, I mean, we had an open vehicle. How is it that they didn't attack you or whatever? Well, it's because they're in a five-star resort. Those animals are in a five-star resort. They bring the wildebeest. It's a sustainable park. That's a wildebeest in the Toyota, and they chain the wildebeest to that post, and the meat's not going anywhere. So, like, the lion's not going to tear the meat off and carry it into the crowd or anything like that. But something that I learned is that I was like, why are the male lions eating first? You know, and I teach environmental science, and it's just like the male lions always eat first in the documentaries, and that's because their job is to defend the pride. And any other energy wasted could be wasted against, you know, another pride could come in. So that's what they're doing with their male lions. So it was an honor, and God kind of showed that to me, you know, about hierarchies and things. Like, it's an honor, you know, to feed somebody that's protecting you. All right, and that's, again, where I give a shout out to my veterans as well. I've got a lot of military in my family. My pastor's a Marine, and he said he learned more about God in the Marines than 30 years of religion. You know, so God bless you, veterans. So I just wanted to say that that's a thing in the animal kingdom. What's that? Zebras, more zebras with their salt licks. The last day, there was church, and they were dressed up. And Cabo actually gave me a bracelet that last day, and I cherish it. Cabo prayed over a woman named Cheryl, her knee. She had on a knee brace. She's from Indiana. And Cheryl's knee was healed. Like, it was healed. Like, she didn't wear a knee. Like, she lugged it through customs, and customs didn't like her knee brace. And, you know, Cheryl's awesome. And Cabo prayed over her knee. And, you know, Cheryl has great faith. And her knee was healed. So I've witnessed a miracle there. And so anyway, this is the last day of church. They fed us chicken and cabbage and pop, which is ground up corn like mashed potatoes. So it was pretty good. This is the team. We had our t-shirt. Angie listened to the Holy Spirit, and the theme was for Vacation Bible School.
There's nobody like Jesus.
Yep. So we have our There's Nobody Like Jesus.
We did a snow theme because, like, it was nothing, like, they've never seen snow. So we built a whole message around how each one of them is unique, like snowflakes, and so that's what the BBS was based on.
So to wrap it up, I wanted to let you guys know or get you to think about if God calls you, even if it's just a mission here in Marion, like if somebody needs your help, and the Holy Spirit tugs at you to be open to it. And if you have any questions, talk to Pastor Tom or Sarah. Pardon? Or me. Yes. Yeah, and those of you that are my students, I expect your homework done tomorrow. Michael? Hayden? Nathan? So. Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah, you're welcome.